Howdy, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in for The Right Angle. I'm Alfonso Rachel, or Zoe, sitting in for Bill Whittle. I got my dude Scott Ott and Steve Green, who are graciously putting up with me as I bring in some really fun topics like, we'll talk about abortion. That was tacky. I know it was tacky, but not as tacky as the narrative that goes along with it, y'all. And let me just go ahead and read. And don't think that I have a penchant for talking about this stuff. It's just always happening. So I got to respond to it. All right. So bear with me. I read this, guys, man. My viewpoint. This is coming from Donald Trump. I know I'm a catching flag. I'm not supposed to say anything about Donald Trump, man. I'm trying to help the guy. I'm trying to help. My viewpoint is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint. I didn't get the memo. The states will determine by vote or legislation, or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will be more conservative than others. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. I got concerns. Now, Steve, you know, a lot of, I guess, you know, right-leaning people will say that, stay away from the issue of abortion, stay away, you know, these social concerns and things like that. They'll say that we need to stay away from them. I'm of the opinion, it's like, well, you don't exactly need to stay away from them because you can't. The Democrats are always going to bring it up. And you know what? It works out fantastically for them. They're always sharpening their ability to be able to throw it in our face while Republicans are encouraged to not say anything, which dulls our response to these things and really doesn't have us to where we can really effectively respond to them, where I guess everybody is going to be happy from a legal standpoint, from which Donald, I don't know where you got that from. But anyway, I mean, what do you think, man? What am I supposed to take away from this? What do we do with that?
I got a couple thoughts on this, and maybe I can put them together into something coherent for a change. There was a thing in Prohibition, during Prohibition, that really, really cut to the limit of the law. And the joke was that during Prohibition, whoever said this couldn't understand why both sides of the prohibition argument weren't happy because alcohol was legal nowhere and available everywhere. So, hey.
yeah.
Where's the problem, folks? That really does cut to the limits of the law. That said, I think you're referring to the Trump statement on Monday saying that the abortion question would be settled by the 50 individual states. And, you know, I spent my adult life, I mean, really, actually, from my teens when I started getting politically active, hearing, and I agreed with this, that Roe versus Wade was a terrible decision, not really because of the subject, which is abortion, but because it's not a constitutional issue, it's not mentioned in the Constitution anywhere, and therefore it is a state issue, which has been the conservative case for 50 years now against Roe, and it was on that basis that it was struck down. And now that it's been struck down, it has been returned to the states, which is where I was told for 30 or 40 years and where the conservatives have said it's belong for 50 years. And I thought, okay, well, nobody's going to be happy. Literally nobody is going to be happy because some states are going to put restrictions on abortion that the pro-abortion people aren't going to like. Other states are not going to do that, which pro-lifers won't approve of, and it will vary state by state. But I think the issue comes down to this, and I wish I could take credit for this, but instead I got to give the credit to that other guy over there with the long beard, Mr. Scott Ott, because this is one of those issues that I've really spent my whole life trying to wrap my brain around, or maybe my heart around would be a better way to describe it, because abortion is one of those just awful, terrible things, and the ways of committing it are so varied and in some cases so private that we again come to what the limits of the law are in reality. And Scott said something beautiful on this, and I think it was when the Supreme Court was in the process of striking down Roe, which is the real battle isn't in the Supreme Court, it isn't in Congress, it isn't even in the state houses of the 50 states. The real battle is in the human heart.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So, Scott, I want to give Trump the benefit of the doubt here, man. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's pulling a Lincoln. You know what's really sad, Scott? Because a lot of Republican Party, mainstream Republicans, I don't recognize today. You know, there's always the argument that the parties have switched sides, and I've always argued against that. I don't think the parties have switched sides, but I think a lot of Republicans are switched off. And things like this, when you have a lot of Republicans given over to this negative narrative about Lincoln, one of the things that they like to throw up, well, is Lincoln never cared about freeing the slaves. He never cared about that. He even said it. You know, if I could keep the Union together without freeing a single slave, I would do it. Now, Lincoln was a brilliant strategist. Lincoln made that as a press release basically because he knew that if he outright said, look, man, if I go to these Northern Democrats and I tell them that I want to end slavery, I'm not going to get their support. All right. Mm-hmm. So I got to basically let them know, because the Northern Democrats wanted slavery just as bad as the Southern Democrats did. Southern Democrats, they just wanted secession. Northern Democrats wanted the whole expansion and the whole shebang-a-bang. Right. They didn't want to separate the nation from that. So Lincoln's like, I'll play that. Right. And Lincoln is basically saying, no, if I could free slaves. But all the Democrats knew that he wanted to have a war to end slavery. The Southern Democrats, they were nuts about it. They're like, we know exactly what you're going to do. Stephen Douglas was like, man, I'm going to drag it out. I know what you're trying to do. Lincoln's own general, General McClellan, right? I think his name was Stephen Douglas. But Lincoln's own general, McClellan, said Lincoln wants to sacrifice white lives for black freedom. So they knew, Lincoln's contemporary enemies knew what Lincoln was up to, but Lincoln's like, I'm gonna play dumb. I'm gonna play like I don't care about any slavery. And I'm wondering, is that what Trump is doing? Is maybe Trump playing light on abortion and trying to, you know, make everybody happy? And that way when he gets in, he effectively does something about it. Anyway, what do you think, Scott? You think that might be a strategy?
And far be it from me to try to figure out what's going on in Donald Trump's head. I think that, you know, that I'm not that smart. But I do have the sense over many years from when I first read, his Art of the Deal book many years ago, that there are things that matter to Donald Trump and there are things that don't matter, except insofar as they advance the things that matter to Donald Trump. And so I never sensed that he was had a strong opinion about abortion. Now, he may have made statements that would give the lie to what I just said, but my general perspective on him is that that wasn't a big deal to him. And this statement that he's made recently seems to be him basically trying to not offend a whole bunch of people, but telegraph that to the right people that he's with them. It took this country decades and decades, and we still haven't figured it out, even though we had one court decision, you know, supporting a so-called right to abortion, and then another striking down that decision. So I think that ultimately, the way the federal government interfaces with this, Trump is right in the sense that, this is a state issue. But where it comes in contact with the federal government is in this, that in the 14th Amendment, it says, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Because that infant in the womb is a person, that means, therefore, that the state cannot deprive that person of life. And states are heavily involved in the so-called medical care process and the supporting and enabling the abortion mills to do their work. And so, to me, the states are depriving persons of life, and that's where it touches the Constitution. Now, does that mean that we need a federal law to change that? No, it's probably more likely the purview of the Supreme Court. But as Steve says, quoting my previous statement, the way babies stop being killed in this country is when their mommies and daddies no longer tolerate it. And the way that happens is when people start taking responsibility for their decisions and start looking at life as reaching beyond the limits of this mortal flesh and extending into eternity. It's when people finally realize that there's something greater than themselves and their own convenience and even their own discomfort, and they realize that doing the right thing is always the right thing to do.
Indeed, man. And yes, once as we recall that heart issue. And but you raise the main point, man. This is in violation of the supreme law of the land. Even though you have these laboratory estates, that's something that you can't experiment with. You can't vote on whether or not you can kill somebody. You can't adjudicate against somebody's God-given right. You can't do that in any state. And that's where I have this issue with the state sovereignty thing. You know, where folks is like, well, you know, what the Constitution doesn't talk about, you know, we defer to the states. Well, certain things are actually more explicit than people realize. You know, and like us, there's that first part of the charter. It's like, you cannot deprive a person of their life. So, I mean, if Trump is going to go down this road, and this is why I say, you know, how Republicans, they seem so removed from the abolition, the radical abolitionists that we were founded as. And, you know, when we talk about this is supposed to be decided, you know, in the state. Well, is that how we should solve slavery? Well, whatever you do in your state, if you guys want to go ahead and do that, you just go ahead and do it. No, there needed to be a war to end it, because Democrats don't like, it's not like Democrats follow the law. Right. So it's Democrats, what they feel entitled to. Yeah, you might have to actually fight them to get to liberate people. So is that something that we were supposed to decide on a state issue? And you got people who are going to say, well, we didn't need to end a war to end slavery. Really? But these got these same people say, I dare you to come after my guns. Right. Is they won't use their guns for anything else. But if you come after my guns, well, I'll use those. Well, why? Because I don't want to be a slave. Oh. Okay, so, you know, and that's the kind of the problem that we're running into. And my other concern about this is that at the end of the day, it's all about the will of the people. I don't understand what that means, folks. I don't know what that means. The will of the people, the will of what person? Who? The majority? Oh, I thought we were a republic, not a democracy. So we're supposed to do the will of the people? It ain't the government's job to do the will of the people. Who? Whose will are we supposed to capitulate to? Ain't nobody got the answer for that. I don't like this pandering, patronizing language of the government is supposed to do the will of the people. The government is supposed to do the will of God. That doesn't make us a theocracy. It doesn't make us run by some sort of religion. But there's only one will that will guarantee the freedom of all people, the author of liberty himself. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, the house of bondage, the house of slavery. That is the law. We're supposed to be free. We're not supposed to be oppressed. That's the law. So if you try to set that law by any other human being, we're going to have oppression. We're going to have, matter of fact, we're going to have murderous oppression is what we're going to have. So by what will of what person? So I'm just, folks, I'm looking at these kind of things, and I'm looking at what, you know, Trump is putting out there, man. And we're talking about the first God-given right, life. And if you ain't got that straight, I don't know how you can defend the right of liberty. You got to have life first, you know. So I got concerns, like I was saying before, you know. And lastly, with this Roe versus Wade, you know, decision, and Scott, you know, we've talked about this before. You have done what is right in the Lord's sight. Okay, the kings that would do right in the Lord's sight. But the problem is that you didn't take down the high places. You let the states be the high places, the places where witchcraft will be able to take hold and people can assume to transform themselves into something else, and places where they can go to sacrifice their children. That is what people are doing with their state sovereignty. So it's like, do we really know the Constitution as well as we should, and what the Constitution is actually built on by the author of liberty himself, as stated in our filing documents, appealing to the supreme judge of the world? So just something to take into consideration, folks. And if you really dig Trump as much as you do, hey, ask him. Say, hey, man, you might need to come a little sharper on this. Trying to help a guy. I'm not trying to speak against him. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm Alfonso Rachel sitting in for Bill Whittle. For Scott Ott and Steve Green, I was going to say, you know, I tried to make it fun, but that's a hard one. All right, y'all. See you later. Bye.